Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, doing an awesome job as a color announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies is Mr. John Kruk. Hi, John.
Angelo, how are you?
John, you're in Seattle, right?
No.
You were, weren't you?
Yesterday.
Okay.
We got to New York at like 2:30, something like that.
Oh, and you called early. That amazes me. You must have a little jet lag, right, John?
Well, lack of intelligence, too, let's be honest.
Hey, John, somebody made a joke the other day. I got to ask you. John, did you at any point during this very difficult season question the decision to become an announcer on the Phillies this year?
I don't know. I could have. Who knows what I've said? I'm assuming there's a chance I could have said that. Right. But I have no idea.
Is it? But I mean, how hard has it been to get up for every game knowing that the team has basically won one out of every three?
Some days it's difficult, but the last 2 days have been really fun. You know, I thought the first game in Seattle, Tuesday was, I thought that was the best game the Phillies have played all season. And then yesterday, you know, to get a comeback win, to pick up Mark Leiter, gave up three solo homers, and Tommy hits a homer in the ninth, and then they manufacture a run and to get that lead. And yeah, it was fun.
No, it was really great. Do you think any of that had to do with the fact that Freddie Galvis went off on the team the day before?
Yes, I do. Speaking from experience, by having played for Larry Boa, after a while, the more that's said by the coaches and manager, you tune it out a little bit. But when your peer, a player, a teammate says something, you can see there's a little more sense of urgency with these guys. There's a little more hustle with them these last couple games. It's a lot more, like I said, it's a lot more fun to watch when they're playing this way. I don't think we're going to order playoff tickets yet, but it's more fun to watch and makes it more enjoyable to be around.
All right, now, John, I got to tell you, and I really respect that you did this. There was the last game of the Arizona series. You really did a nice little sequence. You didn't go crazy. You didn't yell and scream. But you said, you know, when you're playing a team that has more talent than you and also is hustling more than you, this is what you end up seeing. You were basically pointing something out that Galvis went crazy about right after that game. And it was effort. What were you seeing? You were not seeing the effort from the Phillies that you expected to see. Is that accurate?
No. You see some guys that, and it's documented about Odubel, so I'm not going to bring him up. But,
right.
You just see every base hit the Arizona Diamondbacks hit, every single up the middle to left to right, wherever, they were running hard to first. It's hard, they were full bore to first base, making a big turn. They had nine Pete Roses out there that I'm not satisfied with just a single here. If he bobbles this, I'm going to be on second. And, you don't see that you rarely see it with any team. But you don't see it that much with the Phillies not every at bat. And, and it just something that stuck with me. Like, you know, you're playing a team that's better than you, 1 through 9, and they're playing harder than you. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, that's probably why Arizona had so much success against the Phillies. It's not that, you know, it's not that hard. It doesn't take any talent at all to run hard for 90 feet.
We couldn't agree with that more. You know, this is Philadelphia. This is Pete Rose and trying hard and Chase Utley and all those great players, John. John, is there less of that effort being put out now, generally, in the game of baseball than there was when you played?
Yeah, you know, I don't know where it became acceptable. You know, I learned early. You know, in the minor leagues, we just get taken out. And they did it to embarrass you. You know, if you didn't hustle, they'd wait till you go out on the field, and then they take you out of the game, and you have to – it's like the walk of shame, you know. You're walking back like, oh, boy, I really screwed this one up. But, you know, I remember once I hit a ground ball in spring training, and I ran hard to first, and I was out. And I walked back to the dugout, and our dugout was on the first base side, so it looked like it was a far walk in Yuma.
Right.
And man, Larry Bowa jumped my ass. I mean,
no, really,
jumped my. He goes, you don't ever walk back. He said, jog back after you make it out. Jog back. You don't walk back. And I'm like, phew, man.
Right, but John, this is the thing, and I've been trying to figure this out. Larry Bowa, when he sees that now, must be going nuts inside, right? He's not saying anything, but you know Bowa. He must be going crazy, right?
Well, it's internal. He's you know, he's been so great at keeping things in over the years that, it bothers him. And we've talked. We talk a lot, but, you know, he tries to be as positive as he can about this current team. But, you know, I think Larry over the years has become more of a realist. And he understands that they're not ready to compete
right
at this level yet. The only thing he wants is to minimize the dumb mistakes, you know, the getting picked off, the you know, thrown to the wrong base, all that stuff. And
well, John, you're leading me right to Odubel, because he got picked off third, got picked off first, didn't run in a 3-2 pitch with two outs. He's done so many dumb things in the last week.
Well, those were in back-to-back games.
I know, but John, this is what I'm trying to figure out. And let's put him on your team in 93, right? Doing all that stuff. Now he walks into the locker room with Macho Row. Would anybody say something to a guy who's playing dumb baseball that way?
Without question.
Who first, Dutch or you?
Yeah, Darren would say something. Darren would give the stern talk.
Okay.
Dave Hollins once said that I was the best at really chewing a guy's ass out and making a joke of it at the same time.
That's a talent.
He said one day, he said, you know, I turned around, you said something to me, and I started laughing, and then I turned around and walked away, and a couple minutes later, I'm like, he just really chewed my ass out there.
That is not easy to do, John. That's a talent.
No, it's a gift. Yeah, but, you know, it something would have been said, and I'm certain that you know, whoever it was being said to wouldn't really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there'd be some, you know, a little extracurricular activities in the old clubhouse, but that would be fine.
Well, you know what? Sometimes maybe that's the best way to get it out front. Hey, John, I'm hearing that you're a great griller. Is that true? And that you're going to be involved with Hatfield Quality Meats with the Bull and Tommy Green and Dickie Knowles, and you're going to be competing for grilling supremacy? What can you tell me about this event?
Well, Schmitty's going to be there also. We're going to, you know, I think Bull has the advantage here.
Yeah.
since he's had a little more practice than Tommy and Dickie and I would imagine, but
right,
you know, we're just going to go, man. You know, when Bull called, first of all, he doesn't get excited about a lot of things,
right?
But he's really excited about this, and then I'm excited too because I've never been over to Xfinity, you know, over there in Xfinity One. I've never been there.
Wow, you have not been there. This is Saturday, by the way, July 8th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you guys are all going to grill your own Hatfield stuff, and then we're going to fight. I guess the fans will decide who's going to be the best.
Yeah, I got some sliders. I'm doing sliders, Italian sliders.
Okay.
Yeah, they brought some of those in today, John. They're fantastic.
Some in. They got bacon here, John, with the pork. It's phenomenal. Oh, it's awesome.
What? They couldn't run some up to New York?
John, come on down, man. We got a tub of bacon.
What the hell's going on?
All right. Well, anyway, John will be there with Tommy Green and Dickie Knowles and, of course, the Bull, Luzinski. And get there at 11 because it's going to be a great party, lots of great stuff going on. Do you win anything if you actually have the best one, John? What do you get for this?
No, all the money goes to Phillies charities.
Perfect.
That's, you know, that's something that Bull wanted to do.
Great.
Well, now, don't forget now, the day starts at 9 at Citizens Bank Park with Yoga Day. I'm probably not going to participate in that. I'm going to be mixing up the recipe for the sliders and getting them going. So
right.
I hate to miss it because it's such a thing. It's a big part of my life.
John, you're the best. John, I can't tell you, even in a rough season, I'm very much enjoying your work in the broadcast booth. You're doing awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, did
Thank you, Angelo.
One last thing. John, yesterday, I know T-Mac tried those grasshoppers, right? They serve grasshoppers in Seattle. Did you try them?
No. You know, I'm from West Virginia, and I've eaten roadkill before, but I would never eat a bug.
John, you're the best, man. John, keep watching the Phillies. You'll get to enjoy John's work every day. John, thank you for this. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.